A fire at a petroleum refinery in Traynor, Delaware County, is under control. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports the shelter-in-place order for residents near the Monroe Energy Facility is lifted.
The fire burned for about 2 hours and was contained around 1:30 p.m. Thursday. It burned in the refinery's process unit. County officials said one person was injured and taken to the hospital. William Govins lives across the street from the refinery and watched the fire from his front porch. He says he's used to seeing white clouds come out of the refinery, but it was scary to see them turn black.
All of a sudden, it got real dark, and it got the smoke got real thick. I mean, really thick.
Company officials say they plan to investigate the cause of the fire. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
WHYY has learned that three people were injured. One was airlifted to the hospital with a burn injury. The others were heat stress related and not expected to be critical. A new green strip is part of the median of Philadelphia's South Broad Street. The one-block stretch is a raised planter filled with trees and shrubs. It's the first iteration of a plan to transform the mile-long stretch from City Hall to Washington Avenue into a lush and pedestrian-friendly avenue. Developer Carl Dranoff says the entire project will take years to develop and will require about $150 million.
We need our partners in the state and city government to help fund these improvements to the city. And notice I didn't call them costs. These are investments in the future. This street will be enjoyed by my children, my grandchildren, and their grandchildren. It will be here forever.
Dranoff and the Avenue of the Arts say the first median strip is a beta test of the larger project, which will start next year. Few clouds outside, still warm though. Right now, 84 degrees in Downingtown, Atlantic City at 78 with mostly sunny skies, and 86 in Center City, Philadelphia. Things should clear out a bit when we get into the evening. Overnight, skies are patchy with the clouds and clear views, but temperatures getting down to about 70 or so in the overnight hour tomorrow for Friday. Clouds and mid-80s.